Today, an update on the annual meeting of the Medford Area School District and the regular board meeting that followed. Pat Sullivan, Medford Area School District Superintendent. So what goes on at the annual meeting?
You know, from setting the date for the next meeting, giving the board permission to buy and sell land so you don't have to have a special meeting during the year if something comes up, or if we want to purchase land. A lot of times in when you're buying real estate, time is of the essence, and this allows us not to have a special meeting before putting in an offer. Setting the pay for the school board members for both the Board of Education meetings and then the committee meetings that happened during the month. Nothing was changed on pay. Nothing has been changed on pay in a lot of years.
Let's talk about some of the things at the regular Board of Education meeting then that followed the annual meeting. Health insurance carriers.
Yeah, that was a very long discussion. Here's the deal. Right now the school district uses security insurance, and we have for several years. Well, we budgeted and have done this as well, a 10% increase in health insurance. It's come in, other than this year, it had always come in that maybe 4 or 5%. We've had a real good utilization rate. We have a very strong wellness program at the school district, you know, that requires our employees to, you know, keep close tabs on their health. And so all of this played well. But this last year, unfortunately, the Medford School District has a high number of serious illnesses, either, you know, with employees or spouses or, you know, people that are on our, you know, on our plan. So our initial offer from security this year was a 14% increase. And as I said earlier, we budgeted 10. So we went out for bid to see if we could get some competitors in there. WA came in at the same 14% increase from what we're currently paying. And then Aspirus did come in with a much lower. It really probably was only about a 1% increase from what we're paying, okay? But it wasn't that cut and dry. It was not that easy. And then security came back after negotiations and went to an 8% increase. Okay, so now they're under our budget. We budgeted at 10%. They came in at 8. From what we budgeted, that's a savings of $45,000. It's not a savings because it's an increase of 8%, but it's a savings of what we put in the budget. However, had we chose to move to the Aspirus plan, we would have saved from January 1 until June, we would have saved about $230,000. The problem with the board, I felt like the reason they decided to stay with security was that with the Aspirus plan, some of our folks, a lot of them on our plan who like to go to Marshfield would have had to pay extra. That would have been considered out of network for our plan. And 42% of our employees use Marshfield for their doctoring. So, you know, 58% of them use Aspirus and you know, what they offer. But because there's such a high number, 42%, and they would have had to pay extra. They would have had to pay an additional $80 compared to somebody who chose not to use Marshfield. And then on top of that, they would have had to pay 30% of their bill once their deductible hit $3,000. So they'd have paid 30% of that up to $12,000. So it really ended up being a big burden for our employees and their spouses who like to go to Marshfield. As a result, the board said, look, we budgeted 10. They came in at 8. There is some savings from what we budgeted, a $45,000. We're going to stay with security. And that's what we did.
Superintendent of Medford Schools, Pat Sullivan, updating us on last Monday's school board meeting. We'll have more on that meeting after this.